What? 110?
Manufacturer suggests retail.
Look at that.
Maybe next contract. This is Daniel Brown. You're watching Big Guys in Compact Cars. Take one.
So where are you from, man?
I say Virginia Beach because nobody knows the town I'm from, but technically it's Smithfield, Virginia.
What?
Smithfield.
Smithfield?
So it's like, you know, like Virginia, you heard Virginia Beach?
Yep.
You know, like Norfolk.
Norfolk.
Newport News.
Yep.
Chesapeake.
Bad News.
Yeah.
So I've been through bad news.
I'm basically the countryside on the other side, and I'm on the side nobody lives.
Yeah, so let's get right into it. Steve Smith.
Yeah.
Nicknamed you White Chocolate.
White Chocolate.
Why did he name you White Chocolate?
Probably because I was the only white receiver.
You got a little flavor.
I was the only white receiver. And I guess according to him, I could get a little saucy. His whole thing was when we do one-on-ones, he would ask the DBs if they'd ever had white chocolate before, and if they said no, he said, "Well, you're about to get some." So he called me. He also called me Drew.
That's pretty cool, man.
Drew, because
he forgot that your name was Daniel.
Well, I think he knew my name was Daniel.
Yeah.
He was a pretty nice guy, especially with his receivers. It's just, I asked him why. He said, "Well, you look like a Drew, so I'm just going to call you a Drew." So I guess that's where it started.
What's the hardest thing to do at the tight end position?
Was just learning how to play.
Because you switched from wide receiver, right? Yeah.
So me, it was learning how to, play on the end of the line.
Blocking them big old ends.
Yeah, blocking defensive ends and outside linebackers.
Yeah.
It wasn't. The pass game's going to be natural for me because I played receiver. Mm-hmm. So it's all about learning, footwork and technique for me is probably the biggest adjustment.
Yeah. Well, you got to stay in and block. That's a beast, man. I mean, some of them dudes is like 6'6".
Yeah, you're going to.
300 pounds.
You're going to take your losses sometimes. I've already taken, I've taken a few this year already.
You got to, man. It's the only way you learn. You single? You married?
I'm single.
Single? Ready to mingle?
It's hard. I'm 24.
It's complicated.
I'm 20.
So it's complicated on your Facebook status?
No. I don't have anybody to be complicated with.
Okay. All right.
It's just that I haven't settled down yet. I'm moving. Yeah. All of a sudden, halfway through this year, I'm moving to Chicago, in a new place. I'm not opposed to it. I'm still young. Yeah. I'm gonna enjoy my 20s.
So you like it out here? It's cool.
I do. Obviously, during the season, you haven't had time to kind of really experience all of Chicago yet.
Right.
But I think my parents love it more than I do. they've been to every home game.
Okay.
So they've been able to actually go out, look, explore the city and stuff.
They can tell you the spots to go on. Huh?
That's what they've been telling me to do. They told me, in the off season.
You a steak guy, or you like pizza, Italian?
I do it all.
Okay. You cook?
No, I don't cook.
No.
The only thing I can cook is probably grilled cheese or
Daniel's available.
Or some microwavable food is probably about the only thing I can cook.
If you went out to the club, would you go to the bathroom and do like some dips on the sink?
No, I'm not.
Are you that type of guy?
I'm not meathead.
No?
No.
Okay. All right. So would you do, go to the club wearing a tank top?
No.
No?
No, I'm classy. All
right. That's what I'm talking about.
I wear a polo.
There you go. Hey, ladies. Yeah. This guy's not a meathead. You know what I'm saying? He'd like to look good, but he's just a regular dude.